Pete Hickman with the Ray Hickman Radio Show here on the Home Business Radio Network. And, you know, we're really, really fired up about today. Today is going to be just an awesome, awesome show. And I'll tell you, it's kind of neat how it all came together. I recently started a new segment on my blog at rayhickman.com called Book of the Week, where I, you know, go through and pick a book that I like and think that's beneficial to other network marketers and marketers out there. And so this week, I started reading like 10 different books, and, you know, I just, none of them really grabbed me. And then I found this book called The Four-Year Career, and I started reading it. It captured me right away. I finished it that day, and I just said, man, this is so cool. This is going to be my book of the week. And so I sent a little email to the author's you know, contact support, and I actually heard back, and we have them on here today. So I'm excited to be interviewing and have on the Ray Hickman Radio Show here, Richard Bliss Brook. Mr. Brook, can you hear me?
I can hear you great, Ray. Thank you very much.
Awesome, awesome. Well, congratulations on all of your success and what you've done for this industry. I know you've, I believe you've been in the industry for about 35 years, I've had teams of up to 350,000 people, which is just so awesome, something that, you know, we all strive for. And now with your latest book, I believe this is your second. I haven't read your first yet, but I have bought it, so I'm going to be reading that one too. Just want to say kudos for all your success, my friend.
Well, thank you, Ray. My organizational success was a long time ago in the network marketing days of the dinosaurs. I'm not sure how relevant it is today. But I'm
awesome.
Still here and still having fun, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you because you're a modern-day legend in network marketing and the blogging atmosphere, and your name's all over our profession, and it's all in a good way, so it's nice to finally meet you.
Oh, why? I appreciate that. That's very, very kind of you to say. I have some highlights from your book that I'll dive into. But before I do that, I just want to kind of get a feel from someone who's, you know, I've had the opportunity to hang out with, you know, some of the different legends, like, you know, the Larry Thompsons, the Jerry Clarks, you know, the people that have just been around the block. What would you say is the biggest difference now in the network marketing industry profession versus when you started?
Well, I don't mean this in a condescending way, and nobody's ever asked me that question, but the answer that jumped in my head is, you know, 15, 20, 30 years ago, what it took to be successful was more brawn. You know, we were just a little... I think tougher and braver and harder working and
interesting.
But today, the people that are successful are using their brains.
How interesting. What an interesting response. So if I could, my own little translation of that is back in the day, you had such limited communication channels that it was beat in the street and you know, with no cell phones or anything like that. Is that kind of what you mean? Is that there's just such a limitation of one way to do it and really no other way?
Yeah, it was a totally different environment. I mean, the model was the same, and the strategy was the same in terms of what you were trying to do, just get a bunch of people on your team and teach them to get a bunch of people. But I think, you know, people that are 30, 40 years old don't realize some of the things that you have today that we didn't have back then. We didn't have, of course, the internet, and you want to think of everything that applies to the internet. We had none of that. We didn't have Google. We had the yellow pages.
Right.
there weren't, when I started, there weren't even fax machines. There weren't cell phones. There was no UPS. There was no FedEx.
Wow.
In fact, I was just explaining to somebody the other day, in the late 70s, early 80s, if you were a network marketing company, you launched in the state of your home office. and you were not allowed to do business in any other state in the United States, and you opened each state the way companies today open countries.
Wow.
It would take 2 or 3 or 4 years for an aggressive company to even get nationwide.
So, wow, that's wild.
Today, you need to be, you need to be smart, you need to be nimble, you need to understand all of these various modes of communication. You need to be smart enough to, like you just said, to look at 10 books and pick one you want to focus on, and that's hard to do. What most people do these days is, they see how many books they can read. And back then, there was, like in the late 70s, early 80s, there were no books on network marketing, not one, not any book.
Wow.
That taught you how to do network marketing or even talked about network marketing. And there were only maybe a dozen personal development books. So an advantage that we had, Ray, is all those old classics from Think and Grow Rich, The Magic of Believing, The Magic of Thinking Big, Psycho-Cybernetics. I mean, I probably read each one of those books 10, 15, 20 times.
And because of your limited options.
Yeah. But the magic to that is it puts you on the path to mastering the book versus
right.
having a casual encounter with the book because you're on the book of the, I think it's great that you're sharing with people book of the week. What I would encourage people to do is pick one and master it. And then
right.
pick another one and master it. And how do you know you've mastered it? You can teach it. You can do an all-day class on the book and you don't need
right.
notes.
That's powerful. So let me ask you that. Is one of the hindrances to pretty much unlimited access to information and unlimited ways to communicate with leads and prospects, et cetera, is that more distracting than it was? Or back then, were there different excuses that people would use? Or is it, what's the difference there?
There really weren't. I think it is much tougher to build today in many ways. Of course, we have many tools that should make, 1 hour of effort worth 10 back then. But today it's, we're like a kid in a candy store when it comes to, even start with companies. In the late 70s, early 80s, there were 10, 15 companies. That's it. What are there now? 1,000, 1,500, and that's just the ones that started and stopped last month. It's people just have so many options. Recruiting, prospecting. In the old days, you were forced to be belly to belly. There wasn't any other option. You didn't talk to people long distance on the telephone. It cost 25 cents a minute to talk to somebody long distance on the telephone. Big breakthrough in the mid-80s when it dropped down to 15 cents. And then, in the early 90s, it dropped down to 5 cents. Those were all big paradigm shifts in communication. But what it did was it allowed people to get away from the only way I'm going to build is build locally. And when you build locally,
right.
you're belly-to-belly, heart-to-heart, hand-to-hand, mind-to-mind, mouth-to-mouth with everybody in your group. You know them. You're having dinner with them. You're sitting in coffee shops.
Tighter-knit community.
Much. It was a deep
yeah.
family, and people didn't quit and go to other companies. And, I won't go there because it'll take too long, but I talked to the guy the other day, which I know, Ray, you've talked to lots of people like this, but he was telling me his brief network marketing story, and he said, yeah, I built a big organization, and this company had 50,000 people in it. And, then they changed that qualification in the comp plan, and so we all went over to, this other company. And then that
right.
company introduced a weight loss product and changed its focus, so we all went over to this other company. And I said, really?
Right.
You left a company you got 50,000 people in because they changed the comp plan?
I know it. It's wild, and there's a lot of guys that I talk to that once upon a time had a large organization. But the truth is, unless you're just an unbelievable master like a Orrin Woodward or someone like that, you lose a pretty large percentage every time you jump. So
yeah.
I agree. One thing out of your book that it kind of is a pretty simple statement, but I loved it that you put it in here, and maybe it's a little contrary to what some people normally talk about, but you said, the fact is people with average ambition, commitment, and effort usually don't do well in a business like network marketing. And, I mean, it's interesting because, you know, the message of network marketing is anyone can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. And but here you say, hey, average commitment, average motivation, probably not going to do well in network marketing. You care to expand on that a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, that is an atypical statement, but it's a, you know, it's a piece of my training that I've been teaching people for decades. You know, if you ask me, what does the average person in my company make? I say nothing. They don't make anything at all. They get the big, they get the zero check. In fact, the average person in my company doesn't even stay in my company for more than 3 or 4 weeks.
Right.
And you know, the challenge is, Ray, people like me and, you know, Mark Yarnell and, you know, Tom Schreider and, you know, even Orrin Woodward, you know, we're all exceptions to the rule. The rags to riches get all the press. But the truth is, network marketing is a very, very powerful economic model, a wealth-building model. But all it is a model. And if people are broke, they're broke for a reason. Now, I know there's exceptions and people have, you know, circumstances and hard times and, you know, they make choices early on in life that trap them. I realize that. And so there's exceptions to all of that. But if you throw out all the exceptions, you know, what you have in network marketing is a very powerful economic model that requires great vision, great motivation, great courage, great character. There's a lot of temptations in network marketing to do things wrong. And, you know, all of those end up in a train wreck eventually. It really takes people with a great attitude and the ability to manage that attitude through circumstances that are difficult. This is a very unusual profession compared to anything anybody's ever done before. And so, you know, people have to, they have to look at this like, wow, you know, this is a hike. This is a very difficult hike to the top of a mountain on a route we know nothing about, and usually in the dark of night. And it's going to be scary, and we're going to get to some dead ends in the road, and we're going to make some bad decisions, and we're going to have boulders fall down on us. And, you know, the only people that make it are tough people, smart people, courageous people. And now,
yeah.
Now, so then you go look at life, okay, well, what are those people doing already? Well, they're not unemployed. You know,
right.
I mean, I feel for people that are unemployed, but if I was unemployed and just get rid of my resume, just keep my attitude, if I was unemployed, I'd have a job tomorrow. I guarantee
right.
it. Anywhere.
Oh, I agree 100%. You know, those who are going to hustle are going to hustle. I agree with you.
That's the only people that make it in network marketing. It's not an opportunity to make $500 a month, although you can. But I say it's not an opportunity to make $500 a month because you can do that at McDonald's or Walmart.
Right.
You know, why get involved in some whole new crazy profession where you got to read all these books and learn all this stuff and meet all these people and go to all these meetings, you know, talk to all your friends about, hey, try this product for $500 a month. I mean,
right.
That's, you can do that anywhere. This is an opportunity for people to become a millionaire, a multimillionaire, a decamillionaire, and where else can you and I do that for $1,000 and 20 hours a week until we pop it?
Right.
Where else can we do
You're so right. Well, guys, unfortunately, I could talk to you for hours, Richard. I so appreciate you. But we're coming to the end here, and I just wanted to encourage everyone. It is a very quick read, but there are some great stats in there. There's some great quotes and some great understandings. Go get the 4-Year Career. It's on Amazon. Definitely recommend it. I read it. Highly recommend it. And, Richard, I really appreciate you. Thanks so much for coming on here. We're going to have to do a longer interview because this is way, way too short. But you know, radio standards. We got to keep it to a short time. Appreciate you, my friend. Guys, this has been Ray Higdon with the Ray Higdon Radio Show here on the Home Business Radio Network. Richard, any last words?
No, thank you, Ray. It's a great honor, and I look forward to our next session.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you, everyone. We'll see you on the next one. Bye, guys.